Hello everybody, and welcome back to Famous Brits Under the Microscope. But this episode, we call it Famous Brits Under the Microscope, but it'd probably be better to say Most Notorious Brits Under the Microscope.
The most infamous.
For Halloween, which is this month in October, we're going to be talking about one of the most infamous, most known criminals in history. And it's somebody that could send a chill down the spine of anybody who knows anything about London. And this man is still a mystery today. Today, we're going to be talking about Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper, 开膛手杰克。Like Alan said, he's one of the most notorious serial killers in world history.
And if you consider that Jack the Ripper, this all took place over 130 years ago, and people still talk about him.
By the way, notorious means famous but for the bad reasons.
Yeah. Famous is generally a positive word. We would say infamous or notorious to describe somebody who's famous for bad reasons.
Like an infamous or notorious criminal, like Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
So let's dig into the story. I'm sure a lot of people heard about Jack the Ripper, even for people who don't speak English or know nothing about England. They probably heard it in some TV series or movies. But not that many people actually know the full story.
No.
And this is exactly what we're going to explore today.
Well, not the full story. The full story is quite graphic. So we're only going to give you the basics. And if you are interested in the story, then please feel free to check online. But I warn you, it's
graphic.
It's a very graphic story.
非常血腥。But we're not going to do that bloody in the show.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, when did it happen? It happened in the end of the 19th century, right? I believe it's 1880 something?
It was 1888. It took place in the East End of London.
What is the East part of London like?
Well, you remember an episode we did about the West End of London?
Oh, that's the theatre district.
Yeah, the entertainment, the theatre, it's the bright lights. The East End of London is the poorer area of London.
伦敦东区是属于比较贫困，历史上都是比较贫困的。And then this is also where the crimes tend to happen.
Yeah.
What about nowadays? Nowadays it's better, isn't it?
Nowadays it's getting better. It's getting more gentrified. So slightly richer people are starting to move in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But the East End, if you mention it, people do think about crime. Lots of famous criminals lived in that area.
Including Jack the Ripper.
Apparently.
So that was the Victorian age.
Mm.
What was Victorian London like? How did people live? Were they well-to-do? Were they living a comfortable life?
Victorian London was the largest city in the world. Think about the height of the British Empire. So London really was the centre of the world. And even though it was such an important city, it was full of rich, poor, all living together.
所以贫富悬殊很大。
Mm.
维多利亚时代的伦敦, it probably is a combination of the brightest, the richest, but also the poorest, the most deprived.
Yeah, so the East End of London was filled with immigrants who came to London, and it was also filled with working class. There was lots of poverty, people really struggled, and some people starved to death.
Mm.
It was an area of crime, it was an area of drinking as well. There were lots and lots of pubs.
Lots of drunks, lots of girls who worked the night.
Yeah.
So, lead us into the story.
It was the 30th of August, 1888. It was early in the morning. It was still very dark. And a man who was driving a cart saw a bundle of rags, old clothes, on the street. He took a closer look and saw that it was a woman who'd been murdered.
That was the first victim.
Yeah, and overall, 5 women were murdered. Some people say that there were more, up to about 9, but there were 5 confirmed women. All of these women were prostitutes, and the crime, the killing, was horrific. It was terrifying what Jack the Ripper did to these women.
Mm. We are not going to go into details in order not to upset everyone, but Jack the Ripper is called Ripper for a reason.
Yeah.
They were horrific murders, and obviously that terrified the neighborhood, and they all shared similarities, and people started to think that this is the act of a serial killer, 是连环杀手作案, because it's all done in a similar way.
Yeah, but one of the greatest mysteries was Jack the Ripper was never caught, but only a few months later, in November 1888, they suddenly stopped. There were no more crimes.
So there was a period, and then 5 or 9 women died, and then that was it. It stopped.
And that was one of the greatest mysteries. Why did it stop?
I think the bigger mystery is, who was Jack the Ripper?
Well, nobody knows. There were many suspects, but nobody has proven their identity. The actual name comes from a newspaper.
Oh, yes. I read it somewhere. So the newspapers, they received a letter claiming to be the murderer, calling himself Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
And he addresses it, the letter, to Dear Boss. So it always reads, Dear Boss.I've done this and that, and you'll never catch me.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's almost certain the letters were fake.
People have been studying those letters for years.
Some people still believe that they are real, but generally people now say that they're fake.
If they're fake, who are they from?
Apparently they were from a journalist.
Ah, try to make the story. Yeah. 是记者自己写的,制造出来的噱头。So were there no clues? You said they never found him, and they never really solved the murder.
He was known as Leather Apron for a short time as well, because they found part of a leather apron at the crime scene.
Leather apron, 皮质的围裙, those type of things that a butcher would wear.
Yeah, a butcher or carpenter, somebody who worked with their hands. And the police thought that he was a doctor or a butcher.Because it was obvious that it was somebody who knew how to use a knife and also had a very good knowledge of anatomy.
Had a knowledge of anatomy. 比较了解人体解剖学 Well, this leads to what he did.
But this was the age before fingerprinting or any type of forensic evidence.
So DNA was out of the question.
No. And they tried to find him. There's even a famous story where policemen were dressing up as women going round the streets.
So they went undercover.
Yeah.
Oh, poor policemen, then that all amounted to nothing.
No, but apparently it was quite easy to find them because they were still wearing their police boots.
They're not doing their job thoroughly then.
No.
But you said there were quite a few suspects. They were later proven to be wrong suspects. They were not really Jack the Ripper. Who were these suspects?
There were some suspects. Lots of people blamed the immigrants to the East End.Especially the Jewish immigrants.
就是移民、当时有种族之间的矛盾。
Yeah.
Because East End has always been a place for immigrants.
And some people have even said that a famous painter was Jack the Ripper, and even a royal prince.
Really? The royal family was dragged in?
Yeah.
Later on, obviously, it was proven to be the wrong one. So why were people, or why are people, so interested in Jack the Ripper? There were tons of other criminals.
Oh, absolutely. One, it's the crimes themselves. The crimes were quite horrific.
Graphic. It wasn't just simple killing.
No. But it was also the first time that mass media was popular. So more people could read, and tabloid newspapers had been invented.
Tabloid, 就是我们之前说过的小报。I believe they didn't leave out any graphic details.
No. So people could read about Jack the Ripper a lot more than before.
It's because mass media, 大众传媒, they played a part. But you also mentioned London back then was, there was a huge gap between the rich and the poor. East End is on the edge of the city of London.
Yeah. So one of the reasons why it was so popular is that it shone a light onto this very poor area of London. And...It was a time of social problems as well, between the establishment. So the establishment are the rulers of the country, who generally are quite wealthy, and they're also men, as well as the poor of the East End. So this symbolised the difference.
The huge difference, which led to social problems. This is kind of like underneath all these bright lights. there were still so many problems. There was still so much deprivation and poverty. He's still famous today with people. People are still fascinated.
I think it's because it's an unsolved murder. It's an unsolved mystery. That's why people are so fascinated. And they even have people called Ripperologists.
Ripperologists. People who specialize
in Jack the Ripper.
In Jack the Ripper. 专业研究开膛手杰克的人。And I think this also ties in with the English tradition of murder mystery.
Yeah.
To me, if it's a horrific crime that happens in your time, then of course it's something really serious. But if it's in history, there's a safe distance between you and the murder. So people talk about it as more of a fascination, more of a mystery.
Yeah. And this is why it's been an inspiration. So there were TV series called, for example, Whitechapel and Ripper Street.
Both are British TV series, I believe. Yeah. Whitechapel, 好像是翻译成白教堂血案 because that's the area in East London, Whitechapel area,
yeah,
where all the murders happen. And Ripper Street. Whitechapel is actually about the modern day crimes that are linked with the past. Mm-hmm. But Ripper Street was a historical drama.
Yeah, they were both quite popular TV shows. Mm. And even now, if you look on Amazon, there are about 2,000 search results on Jack the Ripper related books.
2,000? Wow. Yeah. Surely there are lots of Ripperologists out there.
Yeah, and it's also interest to tourists as well. If you go to London, Jack the Ripper walking tours that go around that area are still very popular.
Walking tour would be you have a guide that guides you through these sites. 如果是和我一样喜欢 murder mystery 的小伙伴们，你们到伦敦去的时候，可以去试试看 Jack the Ripper walking tour. You have an experienced guide, very good storyteller, taking you around the area and telling you the stories. With some of them, you even get to investigate the crime with Victorian detectives.
Yeah. When I was at university, I used to do walking tours like this.
As the guide.
As the guide, yes.
Oh, so next time, if you are in London and if Alan happens to be there, maybe he can take you on a tour.
Absolutely.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. We did not include anything graphic so that it would be suitable for all of you. And hopefully we still managed to create a Halloween mood.
So let us know what you think in the comments section. Please don't add too many details for the sake of our younger listeners in the comments.
And if you're interested in listening to the stories of any other famous Brits, let us know as well. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.